Arkansas can soon enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. Also, U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon visits Arkansas schools with state leaders. And a new report shows declining groundwater levels in the Arkansas Delta. Those headlines and more coming up on KASU News on this first day of school, Wednesday, August 13th, 2025. I'm Brandon Tabor. Arkansas can soon enforce a ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. The first in the nation law passed in 2021 was blocked before going into effect. A federal appeals court overturned the decision yesterday, saying the law does not violate the U.S. Constitution. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin agreed, saying the state didn't overstep its authority in passing the law.
We routinely provide guidance to medical providers on how to handle certain issues, and this is no different. And Arkansas has a compelling interest in protecting the physical and psychological health of minors.
Arkansas's law bans gender-affirming medical treatments like puberty blockers and hormone therapy for minors seeking to transition. The case now heads back to a lower court for review in light of a U.S. Supreme Court decision upholding a similar law in Tennessee. A statement from the ACLU of Arkansas says the group is considering next steps. U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon visited Arkansas yesterday. McMahon and Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders began the day with a tour of Don Roberts Elementary School in West Little Rock. The two then participated in a roundtable discussion with Republican U.S. Senator Tom Cotton, Arkansas Education Secretary Jacob Oliva, and other school officials. McMahon and the governor also visited the Saline County Career Technical Campus in Benton. U.S. Arkansas Representative Bruce Westerman says he believes President Donald Trump is using tariffs to, quote, correct longstanding trade imbalances. Westerman told Content Partners Talk Business and Politics that he supports the president's tariffs, but said the tariffs could impact consumers.
You may have an input for your manufacturing process that you can only get it from a country like China or another country. And if you put a high tariff on it, it makes the whole cost of your product go up and makes it possibly not competitive in the marketplace. So at the end of the day, you know, the people exporting into the U.S. are going to pay part of that price. The manufacturers here are going to pay part of the price. But at some point, consumers are going to have to start picking up part of that tab.
Westerman said there are businesses in his Southwest Arkansas district whose daily operations are impacted by the tariffs. He added that there is also excitement around more goods potentially being produced in the U.S. Westerman also commented on the Bipartisan Speed Act, which he co-sponsors. If passed, it would narrow the reviews required under the National Environmental Policy Act. He said the SPEED Act needs to be passed to promote economic development and allow the construction of clean energy projects.
But we need to have a process that allows all these analysts to take our analysis to take place in a shorter time frame and to make sure we achieve the environmental protections that are expected. So where we're at right now, it takes an average of 4.7 years to go through the NEPA process.
The EPA says that NEPA requires federal agencies to assess the environmental effects of their proposed actions before making a decision. A new report says groundwater resources are diminishing in the Arkansas Delta. The report from the State Agriculture Department finds aquifer levels in the Delta fell from 2023 to 2024. Of the roughly 500 wells surveyed, three-quarters showed a decline in level, dropping by just over a foot on average. The report also found that about two-thirds of wells were diminished over a five-year span, and about half saw falling water levels compared to a decade ago. Next, two Republicans are running for the District 30 seat in the Arkansas House. We'll have more after the break.
I'm KASU station manager Mark Smith. Like many small rural stations across the country, congressional action to eliminate funding for public media sends KASU and all public radio into an uncharted future. But we remain certain about our mission and our commitment to you and to our community. You can help through contributing at kasu.org/give. As we navigate the path ahead, your continued partnership and financial support is crucial. We're grateful for you. Thank you.
Two Republican candidates are vying for the Arkansas State Representative District 30 seat. Cody Powers is a former state investigator and small business owner who is running on a platform of government transparency, fiscal responsibility, and cutting red tape. Craighead County Justice of the Peace Josh Longmire says he'll focus on supporting agriculture, growing the economy, and reducing government waste. The seat is currently held by Representative Fran Kavanaugh, who announced that she's not seeking re-election. The district covers parts of Craighead, Greene, and Lawrence counties. The primary is set for March 3rd. The Craighead County Sheriff Marty Boyd says he will not seek re-election after more than three decades in law enforcement. Boyd was first elected in 2012. While in office, he helped establish the Crisis Stabilization Unit and expanded staff and resources. Following Boyd's announcement, Assistant Chief Deputy Jason Allen announced his intent to run for sheriff. According to a news release, Allen is a 19-year law enforcement veteran. He says he will focus on public safety, fiscal responsibility, and protecting vulnerable residents. Meanwhile, Boyd said he will serve out the remainder of his term. More than a quarter million Arkansans could soon be getting a check in the mail. A new state law allows the Arkansas State Auditor to automatically return unclaimed money to owners. The Arkansas Advocate reports that as many as 360,000 residents could receive checks under the new law. State Auditor Dennis Milligan says he anticipates sending out about $83 million with an average payout of just over $100. The Arkansas State Capitol is set to receive millions of dollars worth of security upgrades. The upgrades include new vehicle barriers and gates and improved lighting and landscaping to, quote, eliminate blind spots. Lawmakers have dedicated just over $3 million to the project. A spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office tells the Arkansas Democrat Gazette that construction is expected to begin in December. Grant programs to help preserve local courthouses and historic buildings in Arkansas are preparing for another year. The Department of Arkansas Heritage has announced that the County Courthouse Preservation Grant and the Historic Preservation Grant programs will open for applications in November. The Heritage Department says the County Courthouse Restoration Grants have enabled repairs in 67 of Arkansas's 75 counties. Historic preservation grants are available for buildings registered on the National Register of Historic Places or in a National Register district. A press release says applicants can begin submitting letters of intent beginning September 15th. More information is available online at arkansasheritage.com/Arkansas-preservation. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Kyle Freeland gave up five hits in a season-high 7 1/3 innings. Hunter Goodman hit a home run, and the Colorado Rockies beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-0 to snap an 8-game losing streak. Freeland walked 2 and struck out 2 in his longest outing since a career-best 8 1/3 inning outing on July 9, 2017 against the Chicago White Sox. That's all for KASU News. Music provided by 2B Studio. You can find more stories online at kasu.org. Also, be sure to like, subscribe, and turn on notifications for KASU News on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.